Every Friday, we hear a commentary from Koli Tangela on our world. He's president of Tangela Edutainment, where he uses theater, film, and new media for positive social change. He's an instructor and creator of the Positive Social Change Theater Performing Arts Program at Augusta Fell Savage Institute of Visual Arts High School. He was also an Open Society Fellow in 2010. And here's Tangela's take.
Being poor and not white is not a crime. For some of you, this may seem like an obvious fact. For us as a society, we act like it is. When I was young, until my mother got, quote, unquote, a good government job, we were poor. I'm not mispronouncing the word. You see, there are degrees of being poor. There is poor, and then there is poor. That's when you're so poor you can't afford the other O and the R. I'm 52 years old. I'm talking mayonnaise, mustard, king syrup sandwiches, poor. And if you were lucky, you might have some black pepper to hit it with to give it a little extra flavor. For you all of a younger generation, it would be the equivalent of only having to eat instant noodles every day. We were so poor that I didn't know that we were poor until we got around people who weren't. And they so kindly let me know that we were. That kind of disgust and pity. I remember my mother and grandmother counting change from the change jar to pay the gas and electric. That was when you could actually do that. Now all you do is pay on your gas and electric. I also remember the pained and dehumanized look on their face as well. Let's look at how we perceive and treat poor folks. You're in a line at a supermarket, and the person in front of you pulls out a social services benefit card, and we look at them as if they're spending our money. Don't let that person be black. Then every stereotype comes to mind, and we'll say, just look at that, just like The Wire. They are not bums or lazy good-for-nothings or welfare vampires sucking away your tax money like blood. Here in my hometown of Baltimore, I see poor, homeless white people panhandling on Martin Luther King Boulevard. I don't think that is the fulfillment of his dream or equality. Poor people are people who are going through a bad time, or people who are trapped in a structural legislative system that keeps them locked into a perpetual subsistence level of poverty. The working poor. What in a sane world is that? No human being should be working and still poor. What an oxymoron. That's like using the term emancipated slave. Poor people are first and foremost people. And depending on how life goes, that poor person that we find so disgusting could be us. My name's Koli Tangela, and that's my take.
Thank you, Koli Tangela, for that commentary. You can hear Koli Fridays right here on The Mark Steiner Show every week.